couple quick hits from the NFL side of things. How about Deshaun Watson out for the season? And the Cleveland Browns were talking about really making a push. I think they're sitting at 6-3 right now. So Deshaun Watson's out. Robert Saleh said, if Rodgers says he wants to play, he'll play. Will Aaron Rodgers start next Friday? Black Friday. Oh, man. You know what? Listen, the NFL is better when Aaron Rodgers is in it. That's a fact. He is one of the more entertaining quarterbacks we've ever seen. Certainly the skill set is some of the most entertaining stuff we've ever seen. So I would love to see it. I know you would not love to see it, Angel, because of who he would be starting up against on Black Friday.
Of course. Of course he comes back on Black Friday. Of course.
Yeah.
Because of course.
Yeah. Let's make that thing great.
They'll probably get a scripted win, and it's going to be, oh, here come the Jets. They're going to make a late season push. It's dumb.
I'm starting to notice a trend here.
That there's a conspiracy?
The college football scripted because Alabama's not in the top four.
That's not so much a script. That's more of just a narrative.
The NFL is scripted because Miami's struggling.
Not struggling. They give the... them just enough hope to maybe we're good this year, and then
was the CSU UNC game scripted last night?
No.
There's a trend here. There's a trend, Angel.
Yeah.
The teams you like when there are bad things that go against them, the script
I'm
is
it's a
in.
Bad thing. I'm just saying it's so obvious that, oh, he's going to come back and you're really at home on Black Friday.
You don't really believe that.
Kind of do.
If it was scripted, dude, people would. This would get out.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, like it would actually get out. Like people would be like, wives would be talking about it, and it would be like, no, there's actual facts backing this up. This is what's supposed to happen.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? Who do you think?
Kansas City or Philadelphia?
All right, there you go. That's all the proof you need.
So who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Who do you think the script's going to like? What
it's
proof?
Be a Philly Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be a script. Philly's good. Philly's a good football team.
But it could still be a script.
No. I just...
The obvious thing would be the Chiefs winning and Travis and Taylor go get married on the 50-yard line and that's it. That's what you want to happen, but that'd be way too obvious.
I could see the Chiefs winning it. I could. Like right now, it's the Chiefs and the Eagles who are the juggernauts. Those are the teams. You got your Super Bowl contenders. There's a few teams in there that I think Miami, if they can figure some things out, they can be in the conversation.
Could be, but they won't let them.
Baltimore
is another great example.
Your team's on Hard Knocks. They're scripted
right.
More than anybody right now.
Because, oh, everyone loves Mike McDaniel. We're going to get all the money out of people that we can get for Hard Knocks. But then it's going to get enough attention to where you like the team, and then they lose, and you're like, oh, man, that's a shame. I really like that team. That's going to keep you coming back.
Oh, Angel. You are watching The X-Files too much.
I've never seen it.
Well, you should because you would love it.
Probably wouldn't be as good as the NFL script.
You would. It's just right up that alley. It's Kansas City and Philadelphia, the juggernauts. I could see Baltimore being in the mix with the world's best person ever in Lamar Jackson.
Won't let him. Because of the Harbaugh connection, too. He can't do that.
We'll let him.
Because now John Harbaugh's saying, no, my brother's a great guy.
So was it a script when Nick Foles won the Super Bowl?
Sure.
That's not sexy. Nobody wanted Nick Foles to win the Super Bowl.
No, but Philly.
Just Philly.
Everyone loves the Philly special.
No.
Everyone wanted to see the Patriots lose that.
I kind of didn't. I was rooting for...
That was like peak Tom Brady, and it was like, oh, this guy again. He's going to win another Super Bowl. Look at this Nick Foles guy. He's pretty fun to watch. That was a fun
Philly
team.
Do you think the Deshaun Watson injury was scripted? Because nobody wants to see Deshaun Watson succeed. So.
Yeah, he's a black guy on the NFL. We can't have him play anymore. Especially with a decent Cleveland team this year. Can't do that.
Because of what he did and everything, yeah.
And it's a ploy to get rid of the guaranteed contracts. See, told you.
You are out of your mind. Angel,
I keep saying that because I keep proving the point.
No. That the NFL... You know,
like Cleveland, you messed up giving him all that money.
I don't
so we're
really
gonna punish you.
I don't really believe
by doing
you.
It.
I don't believe that you believe the scripting thing. If I believed you, I'd come at you a little harder. I don't really believe that you believe that.
I have a lot of I have more reason to believe it than not.
You are. Can you come in? When you're off tomorrow on Friday. When you come in Monday, come in with a tinfoil, the hat thing. Come in with a tinfoil hat.
See what happens.
Yeah. So if Miami wins Super Bowl, we will say scripted. They wanted Mike McDaniel, the old ball boy. The old ball boy.
That's a fun story. It's not a Super Bowl story.
It's a Super. That's a Super Bowl story. You know
in
that
a few
that
years
would kill.
Maybe when Mahomes eventually it, maybe
again,
fades away. But.
It's a fun idea. If this were truly scripted, there are how many people involved in each organization? And you're telling them you can't say anything. You can't tell your wife. You can't tell your family. If they do tell their wife, tell their family, you don't think any of them tell anybody else?
How much are they getting paid?
A lot. How much did the guys in the bubble get paid? And we're hearing stories still today about what happened inside
the
that
NBA
thing.
Was scripted.
No, I'm just saying.
About the NFL, the biggest sport in the country.
Is the NBA was supposed to be quiet. They weren't supposed to have any outsiders coming into the bubble. But what do we keep hearing? This girl came in, got with this guy, and this team, and this group. Some weird stories, man. That wasn't supposed to get out there. This girl is out there just talking about it willy-nilly in every podcast she can get about how she was with, like, a lot of members of the Phoenix Suns. So, I just, if there was ever any truth to the script, it would be out. There would be somebody that was married or a girlfriend or a best friend or a cousin or an uncle or a mom or a dad that would come out and say, yeah, the NFL is scripted. And I don't care how much money you get paid. People can still want, they still want to tell somebody. And all it takes is one of probably what? Hundreds of thousands involved in the NFL. All it takes is one to let that slip that here's some actual evidence of an NFL script.
But would you believe it? If it was just one person.
Actual evidence.
If one disgruntled assistant coach came out and said that, it would be, oh, he's just mad at his former team.
If I had actual evidence, if I had somebody tell me.
They're careful enough not to have actual evidence.
If it leaked like
I
right
think
now.
You can cover it up by.
No.
Maybe he got injured. Oh, the ref missed a call here. Oh, you're telling me the Eagles had zero penalties in a game? That's not suspicious.
Dixon says, it sounds like Angel's still licking his wounds from the Germany game. Was that scripted?
A little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
It was basically a Chiefs home game.
What?
They put that game in Germany because the Chiefs have a legit fan base in Germany. That was not a neutral site game.
I have never... You are so, like, sour on your team's losing. I've never heard anything like it.
I'm not sour about it. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm looking ahead to the Raiders game. I'm
never,
just saying that there's... Plenty of
the Germany
things.
Game was a home game for the Chiefs.
It was a de facto home game. When both end zones have Chiefs logos in them and the entire stadium is red.
Well, I mean, they won the Super Bowl. They're going to be more world famous.
Well, I thought it was a neutral site game. In the London games, they split the end zones.
I don't really care. I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You beat
That's
the team.
The point. They don't want you
Can
to care
you
enough
beat
to look
the
into
team?
It. It's just giving me entertainment.
No. Go beat the damn team. Don't let that logos. If the logos are the reason you're losing.
I'm not saying that.
And you can't win on the road. Then no. There's no conspiracy.
I'm not saying the logo on the field determines the outcome of the game. I'm saying there's some suspicious things going on.
There's no conspiracy against the Dolphins. There's no greater power at B that goes, we cannot have a world
where the Dolphins
win the Super
Bowl. There wouldn't be a conspiracy against
the
one franchise that went undefeated that one time?
No, there's no conspiracy.
When there's a bunch of old guys popping champagne every year because teams lost, and people hate that. They hate that the Dolphins celebrate teams losing that.
Yeah.
So we need to discredit that entire organization.
No, Angel. No.
No, they're fun to watch in the regular season, but they'll never get to do what they want to do. That's just the fact. The Lions, they're a great story this year, but they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
They're not good. Are they good enough to win a Super Bowl? Are the Lions better than the Chiefs or the Eagles right now?
I don't know.
Not
they
today.
Beat the Chiefs.
First game of the season. But can they beat them when it matters? If they meet up in the Super Bowl, can they beat them then? 15 minutes after the hour, Dixon says it was supposed to be played in KC, so yeah, it should have been a home game.
It made it excusable to say, oh, we could have it in Germany because, hey, there's a lot of Chiefs fans there. I get it because the Chiefs are the number one team and jersey sales and money. I get it. Money is the root of all of this. It's just there.
I don't believe that you really feel this way.
I'm just telling you what I'm
saying. Well, because it isn't true. The fact that we're even talking about it, it's fun to joke about it, but it's not real. There's no conspiracy to keep the Dolphins out of the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying it's the end-all be-all. I'm just saying, just think about it for a minute.
Cody Tucker going to join me. Let's talk about Chris Bohl. Is it a conspiracy to get Chris Bohl out of Craig Bohl out of Wyoming? See, you got me all screwed up here talking about aliens and government cover-ups and Miami Dolphins not allowed to be in the Super Bowl. 16 after the
it's
hour.
Just the Dolphins. It's 30 other teams.
I don't know what you're talking about. My team's won 3 Super Bowls, and I'm good with it. I don't think the script has kept the Broncos out.
They weren't scripting back in the 90s.
Were they scripting in 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20? Were they scripting in 2014, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Because the Broncos didn't win those Super Bowls. Just because your team doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Maybe when people started betting on the NFL, and they realized, money can influence.
They've been
a lot.
Betting on the NFL well before the 2000s.
Yeah, but then it got popularized. It got commercialized.
The Dolphins
got
are
Travis
just,
Kelce and Drew Brees doing FanDuel.
The Dolphins are a good team. They're just not a Super Bowl team. Maybe they will be, but right now they're not.
We'll never know.
No script or government or Kennedy assassination type cover up stuff that is keeping the Dolphins out.
Stuff.
Yeah. 17 after the hour. We're talking to Cody Tucker coming up next.
November. A time of thanks.
We just have so much to be thankful for.
We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Cody Tucker joining me now. From 7220sports.com. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. And Cody, I'm very interested in this discussion. I read your entire write-up at 7220sports.com. Tuck's take, I love it, about Craig Bohl. Essentially, should he stay? Should he go? What's it look like? And I thought you did a great job of laying out the positives, the negatives, and then kind of leaving us with ultimately what you kind of think should happen going forward with the Cowboys.
Yeah, man. I kind of wanted to just leave it open for discussion because there are so many pros and so many cons. And, and we're kind of seeing that with the fan base. Half the fan base says, no way, we want him. Half the fan base says, I've had it with potato bowls and 6-win seasons, and he's been here for 10 years and still has a losing record. And I see the argument on both sides. And to be honest with you, my take on the whole thing, which I didn't put in the column, is you've got to adapt and you have to change on offense. I mean, you have to. You have to figure out how to make this offense better and how to score points, the name of the game, man. How to be more efficient on offense, especially throwing the football. And other than that, I think he's basically had it pegged since he's been here. He's had a great defense. He's had good running games. He's had good special teams. They are just not getting over the hump. And that is, you get in third and long, you're screwed. And that's really what it's been since Josh Allen went to the NFL.
Yeah, essentially, I mean, there are those comparisons with what Air Force does and Wyoming does, some at least, and Wyoming's not anything quite like what Air Force does or whatever. But yeah, that's the concern is, third and long. We like the gritty quarterbacks. Josh Allen was tough as nails and was great, but didn't really become, and I know there's controversy surrounding him today, but didn't really become like lights out, air it out all the time. Now you look at Peasley, gritty quarterback and stuff. So do you think that Craig Bohl, if he's there, if he wants to come back, if Wyoming keeps going, does he take another long look in the mirror and say, okay, I need to change how I do things with my quarterback?
Well, honestly, it's been 10 years. We've seen the same script playing out over and over. What would hurt about adding some spread, adding a spread element? I mean, you read the column. He actually stood behind the podium and clapped his hands and acted like he was going to get a snap from center and saying these offenses are so simplistic these days that, hey, throw it to the wide open guy. If he's not open, tuck it and run. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it need to be so damn difficult, especially at this level? They talked about Peasley last year and how much trouble he had because he was coming from that simplistic offense at Utah State, which, oh, by the way, won a Mountain West championship in 2021. He had trouble getting the whole playbook down. Why does it need to be that difficult? I mean, what do they say about sports? The less you think, the quicker you play. And if you're thinking that much, and the route trees are so difficult, and the playbook's so thick, and the cadences are so intricate, why? And it hasn't been working, so why not, you know, for lack of a better term, dumb it down a little bit and see what can happen? I mean, what do you got to lose?
It's so interesting. Now, again, Craig Bohl has obviously been with Wyoming a lot longer than Jay Norvell has been at CSU, but I had Mike Brohard on yesterday, and I was like, you know, this four air raid thing we're seeing in CSU, it's been 2 years, and we're not really seeing it take hold, and I know it did in Nevada, whatever. But I asked Mike if Jay would consider editing his air raid a little bit. And I was, you know, met with a harsh no, absolutely not. But my goodness, Cody, we see coaches all the time, good ones, whether we're talking football, basketball, whatever, they do adapt if they need to. And I think both coaches could look in the mirror and say, can I change a little bit? Doesn't mean I have to change who I am, my linebacker philosophy, my run game philosophy, my air raid philosophy. It just means I can change a few things to better the system and get better in a certain area that we're weak in.
Yeah, well, Nick Saban did it.
Yeah.
If Nick Saban's going to do it, then I think that gives everybody free reign to do it, right? Yeah, you got to change some things up, and it certainly wouldn't hurt anything. I mean, you're trying the same thing over and over, and it's just not working. So why not go with something a little easier for these guys? It's just, you know, I wish I could think of the exact team and all that stuff for you, Brady, but I read something a couple years ago where it was a coach who was going to a team that they lost their coach because they were so successful. He left for a bigger job. He came in and he goes, why would I come in with my ego and my offense? Their offense was working. It'd be easier for me to learn new terminology than 50 guys to learn new terminology. So I'm going to go with what they're comfortable with, and I'm going to learn what they've been doing. Craig Bohl talks often about when it's snowing and we need a yard against Colorado State in November in Laramie, we're going to, by God, pick up that yard. Well, I tell you what, Fresno State and Jeff Tedford, who is also a seasoned, veteran, older gentleman, he is adapted. And he has, you don't think Fresno State can pick up a yard? I do. I've seen them have unbelievable rushing attacks and throw the ball with precision. And they have won a Mountain West championship. We saw the same thing with Utah State. We're seeing it right now with Barry Odom at UNLV. He is a defensive guy, just like Craig Bohl. He handed the offense to a guy who runs a go-go, weird, triple-option-looking, spread-them-out, you know, a bizarre offense. And guess what? It's working. UNLV is one game away from beating Air Force in Colorado Springs and being the top dog in this league with 1 week to go in the regular season.
It's that is absolutely crazy, just nuts. But then you look at, these teams that are able to adapt. You look at these coaches that are able to adapt. I don't know if Craig Bohl has the ability to do that, but that's what's going to be needed here because, Cody, I think I had tweeted something out, you know, again, learning more and more about Wyoming, really having you on the program and getting to know you more. But it is, every single year, it is the same thing. It's, well, are they going to be any good? And then you kind of have told us the real tale of this team over the last two seasons. Are they going to be any good? They're going to be better than people expect. Okay, that's true. They go win some really big games that nobody expected them being in. And then they get to this stage where, whoa, they are really good. They could compete for a Mountain West championship. And then they lose a game they're supposed to, or whatever happens.
Yeah.
They win the boot. And then they lose another game, like the UNLV game, where maybe that could have saved them. And now they're kind of just a bowl game. They're a bowl team. That's what this team is. And for CSU fans, dude, they're salivating over something like that. They'd love to win the boot. They'd love to go to bowl games on a regular basis. And they'd love the first week of November to at least be in the discussion. But for Wyoming, I understand where they're coming from, too. At some point, you want to quit just saying 6, 7, 8 wins is good enough.
Yeah, especially after 10 years when you have a guy who's coming to Laramie on the heels of 3 national championships at the FCS level. It's not working here, and it hasn't worked here for a long time. And, you know, you can blame the quarterbacks all you want, but all we hear about is how difficult this offense is and how hard it is to grasp and how hard it is to get down. And he even talks about Evan Svoboda right now, the backup quarterback, who has seemingly incredible tools, including a cannon of an arm, which he compares him to number 17 often when he talks about his arm. But he still has to build from the shoulders up, a.k.a. be able to make the checks at the line and getting up there and deciphering defenses and all that. It's great to hear, and it's great in theory, and yeah, it's cool that Wyoming players go into the NFL and they're a step ahead of the game on offense and defense because they've run such a difficult scheme in Laramie, but it needs to work in Laramie. And it's a developmental program. You can't have guys develop and take 3 years to develop, play one good solid year in Laramie, and then go to the NFL. We're here to win in Laramie, right?
I mean, yeah.
That's the key, right? I mean, it's cool to see guys on Sundays and have them say, Josh Allen, University of Wyoming. That's cool, but Josh Allen didn't win anything in Laramie.
Cody Tucker joining us, our Wyoming Cowboys insider, 7220sports.com. And that's the thing, like, Allen, and again, you speak better on this than I do. I watched a handful of Wyoming games when Josh Allen was the quarterback. And what I got from it, tough as nails, you know, had a cannon of an arm, would take off and run it. I remember that CSU game in the snow when he's just doing the tough things, right? And then he gets to the NFL, and now he's starting to look more and more like that complete quarterback, a guy that's airing it out, biggest, maybe perhaps the biggest arm in the NFL. So what you say makes so much sense is like they're learning, they're becoming a football player with Wyoming. And then once they leave, yeah, now they're like household names.
Yeah, and how come the NFL gets to reap the benefits and not the Wyoming fans?
Right, yes.
That has been frustrating as hell, and I've asked Craig that, and he does not like it when I say, how can you continually put guys in the NFL, but they're not winning here? And, you know, and then it gets into, well, it's not that simplistic and yada yada, but, you know, we watched some of the worst defenses in Wyoming history in 2016, the team that went to the Mountain West Championship game and lost to San Diego State. That team had 5-6 NFL guys on the defensive side of the ball, lost 69-66 in triple overtime at UNLV, a bad UNLV team, and then gave up almost 600 rushing yards at Albuquerque in the finale. I mean, it was that bad. How? How on earth do you have a roster loaded with NFL guys that give up those kind of stats?
All right, so Cody, what do you think? What's going to happen here? He has 1 year left on his contract, correct?
Yes.
So, does Wyoming want him back? Do they say, finish, you know, go do one more year, this is it, your swan song, go ahead? Or does Craig Bohl want to do it one more year? What do you think? What's going to happen? What should happen?
I think Bohl will be back. Let's keep it real here. He does have 1 year left on his contract, but are you going to go into your final year a lame duck and not have anything beyond that? I mean, on the flip side, how do Wyoming fans react if Tom Berman comes out today and says, we signed Craig Bohl to a 3-year extension?
Mm.
I mean, how are you feeling? But you're not going to go into your final year with no guarantees after this year. So it would have to be a strategic thing where you say, okay, this is going to be my last year. Tom Berman will be looking for replacements during my final year, and it's going to be a big, long goodbye. I mean, it would have to be like that because there's no way in hell any smart coach is going into a year a lame duck head coach, and the university doesn't want that either. It's terrible for recruiting. So I think he'll be back, and I think it's time for athletic director Tom Berman to say the offense has to change. The scheme has to change. This is clearly what's holding us back.
Yeah, and that's something where, you know, what is he, Cody? Is he – he's 65. He'll be 66, I think, in the summer.
Yep.
Like, how long does he want to do it? Do you look at it potentially? Does he have 5 years left of coaching at this level? Does he want to? We'll see. But I think you're right. There's got to be a way they can meet in the middle because he does a lot of things right. And in this day and age of the grass isn't always greener, you know, this coach leaves to go to that job and that job ends up sucking. And then this team fires that coach and then the second coach ends up being terrible. It is a fine line to walk. But I think there's got to be a compromise. There's got to be a situation where, Craig, we love so many things of what you do, but we've got to get this offense to the, I mean, CSU might get better at this air raid thing. Who knows? But that's going to be something you got to be able to contend with if you get down early.
Yeah. No, and Berman's the boss. I mean, he's the boss. So, you know, he has to take a look at this thing, which I know he does, and he has to say, what are the problems? And they're pretty damn glaring and obvious. And, You know, the other thing, this is for another column another day, but, you know, I'm seeing Wyoming fans say, well, who are you going to get that's better? Well, Wyoming's historically had some of the greatest coaches in college football history come through here. I think one of the main things that you need to realize is being a stepping stone is not the cuss word it appears to be. If you're a stepping stone, that means guys are coming in here and winning and taking bigger jobs like they have traditionally at Wyoming. The Cowboys have not lost a coach because of success since 1999. You want those young guys that are coming in here hungry that, yeah, they might jump to a job in 3 years, but you know what? They're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to earn it, and they're going to have to win a hell of a lot of games to get it. So I think those guys are out there. I think they're out there in spades, and we need to quit being so gun-shy about the word stepping stone. It is what it is. There's only so many Sonny Lubichs, Fisher DeBerrys, and Craig Bowles in this world. And, you know, like the transfer portal, you better just fall in love with the name on the front of the jersey and not the coaches and not the players.
What would you do, Cody? Would you lean in more on that side of, hey, we're going to give you, we'll bring you back, we'll maybe sign you to a 2-3 year thing, but you got to change a little bit, or are you cutting bait right now? What would you do if you were in that chair?
I'm not cutting bait unless I'm having that conversation with Craig and he says no.
Interesting.
He says no. Yeah. I'm not changing this offense. We're keeping the same playbook. I told you we're going to get a yard in the snow. Then I'd say we're moving on. If he says, you know what, you're right, this hasn't worked in 10 years, it's time to change some stuff, we need to dumb it down, then I'm saying, okay, I've seen you, you're an old dog, and I've seen you learn new tricks with the NIL and the transfer portal. Can you learn this new trick and change this offense? If you can, I am more than willing, and the fans of the state, I think, are going to get right behind you 100%, but it's got to change.
I love it, man. I absolutely do. I think it's a great conversation because Wyoming is an interesting team. You know, typically they're at least a good football team. How do you get past that point of, okay, we've been like this forever. How do we get to the point now where we can be a Boise State, where we can, you know, run the table? And this isn't all, it's an up and down Mountain West conference. This would have been that UNLV game would have been a prime opportunity because look what happened last weekend, and
I know.
couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and I think it's been abundantly clear the defense hasn't been the problem, the running game hasn't been the problem, special teams until this year hasn't been the problem. We all know what the problem is, and you know, it's instead of boasting about how difficult your offense is and how complex it is. You know, you got to dumb it down. You have to, in my opinion, you have to dumb it down. And also, you're a victim of your own success. When you go to a Mountain West Championship game in your third year after two dismal years, you're setting yourself up telling your fan base, hey, get prepared. We're going to be in this Mountain West title game a lot. And you haven't been back since. So, it's yeah, people want more, and they're starving for more, and they need more, and they're seeing really talented players on the field who can get the job done that just haven't. And, you know, another thing, I talk to people who are not huge fans, and they go, you know, I try watching Wyoming, but when they try and throw the ball, it's like it's in slow motion. Everything's just seems so damn complicated.
Yeah.
And they're right. They're right. If I could take a step back and take an objective look at it, they're absolutely correct.
Yeah, well, some interesting discussions are going to have to happen for sure. Wyoming still has a couple of games left, but we're seeing it, man. The Mountain West... Brady Hoke retired. Andy Avalos is out at Boise State. So it.
Andy Gonzalez is probably next.
Next, yes.
Yeah.
So it's you have teams in this conference looking around going, the time is now. We want to put our best foot forward. If something happens with the Mountain West or whatever, we want to be the attractive brand, so we need to get the right guy here. So I wouldn't be shocked by several teams, several situations, if we see coaches coming and going and whatnot.
Yeah, you got a 12-team playoff on the horizon here, and you've got all this off-season movement of teams leaving and going God knows where. And Washington State and Oregon State, they might be starting to pick teams off. Are you going to be one of those? So there's a lot on the line here, and you have to get it right.
I love it, man. Cody, it's a good conversation, tough conversation. Loved your write-up at 7220sports.com with your Tux takes. Absolutely good. You know, if you just want to break in the good, the bad, maybe some of the ugly with Craig Bohl over his time. Nobody better when it comes to the Wyoming Cowboys. Cody, my man, what else are you working on that we can check out in the next day or two?
Tell you what, you know, with these football games coming up that aren't exactly meaningful, starting to turn a little bit of attention to hoops here. Exciting 2-0 start for them. I know that, you know, they're not exactly playing Duke in North Carolina, but, you know, this Cam Manyau kid, 6'9" freshman, he's a guy you can build this program around, and if you're going to throw NIL money at a dude, that's the kid. He's wise beyond his years. He's playing. He's already got 2 double-doubles under his belt, and he could be a really special player. So Jeff Linder would be really smart, I feel, to start building around this kid and making sure he's here for the long term.
Yeah, let's see if this basketball team can maybe turn some heads this upcoming year. Cody, always appreciate you, my man. Isn't that something? Wyoming, you're talking about Wyoming. They're at least in a bowl game, but nothing to play for. CSU has to win out in order to get into a bowl game, and it's like it's the playoffs around Fort Collins. It just the perspective, man, it's crazy.
And that's what Wyoming fans are grappling with too. Do you want to be like Colorado
right.
State right now,
right?
Or do you want? Are you okay with 7-8 wins?
It is. I feel for the fans. I really do. I absolutely do. Yep. Cody, always great, man. Appreciate you, my friend. I was looking forward to this chat.
Yep. Thanks, Brady. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 40 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Heights Hardware is in Greeley, 1722 9th Street. You know it. If you're in the Greeley area, you know about it. Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. They offer military, first responder, and educator discounts. Again, that's Hikes Ace Hardware here in Greeley. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. That is our poll question of the day. Will Craig Bohl be back with Wyoming next season, or I guess should he be? And I really like what Cody had to say. Craig, coach, you do a lot of things right, and those things have allowed you to win about 6 to 7 games every single year. But we want to do more. We want to win championships. We want to be in big conversations where when you get the Mike Sanfords of the world, who we had on in the 12 o'clock hour, saying things like, hey, I think the Pac-8 would be great. Oregon State, Washington State, 6 Mount West teams. We want your name to be top of mind. And Wyoming's not. They don't have. Now, it's a cool stadium and everything, but we know the CSU facilities are fantastic. We also know that when it comes to success consistently in the Mount West, it's been like a Boise State, a Fresno State. And there are just going to be more attractive cities and programs and things like that that are going to work. Like UNLV, even. I don't know what their attendance is like, so I speak blindly about that. But you mean to tell me that the Las Vegas sports scene isn't growing? And if you're a college team, you can take advantage of some of that? Because that scene, they are wanting to make that kind of a little mecca, a little sports mecca in Las Vegas. I'll be really curious to see about that. Especially if UNLV does something crazy and wins the Mount West Championship this year. Now with the playoffs next year, and not really knowing exactly what Oregon State and Washington State's going to do, Mount West would have a real opportunity to get their champion in the college football playoffs. It's a real thing. Now they dropped the ball this year, but maybe next year something changes. You now have those opportunities. The pressure to succeed in these conferences has never been greater, because now there is a road to, okay, the championship is great, but the championship also means even more now. The conference championship means we legitimately have a shot to get in the playoffs. We legitimately have a shot to pull off a crazy upset, make more money for our program, get more eyeballs on us as far as recruits and fans. Like, big stuff could happen even with just 1 year of success like that. And that's why you're seeing the pressure at an all-time high to Craig Bohl. We like you. You're good, but you're not great. Can you be great? at 65? Can you change some of the things in order to make you great? Because quarterback play, and this is as Cody said, it's a complicated offense that isn't really working. You can run the hell out of the football. We've seen it. But sometimes you need to do a little more. And this is why football is so damn interesting and infuriating to me sometimes. Because you ask a coach if they would dare change anything they do, or those that are close to him. I'm throwing Mike Brohard under the bus again. And it's like, I just spat in your face. How dare you say what I grew up learning might not work? Well, and then when I was told it worked at Nevada, did it work at Nevada? You won. You were like you were winning games, but you weren't competing for championships. You weren't competing for conference championships. It was good, but how do you make it great? Mike Bobo was high flying offense, man. So I'm getting a little. I just look at Wyoming and CSU, and I see a lot of actual similarities.
I think it's difficult with the Mountain West as a conference because just looking at the top 25 here. You got Tulane at 17, James Madison at 18, and Liberty at 25. The next, Fresno State got 13 votes. UNLV got 4 votes. Where's Air Force? You're not getting the respect from the voters.
Because you need one team to rise above and just gain attention. CSU could do that. CSU had it. They had 11 million people watch their freaking game. If they would have done something with it after that, here we go. We're talking about them. But my thing is, man, you need to win games. And don't just be set in stone. Angel, let me ask you. 33-26. That's a record over 5 years. Good, bad, great.
Bad.
Bad? 33-26? That's what Jay Norvell...
In terms of what you want to be.
That's what Jay Norvell was at Nevada. So when I'm told that, look what he did in Nevada. Great. He's doing what Craig Bohl's doing in Wyoming. You're winning games. You're winning 6+. You're getting into bowl games. But sometimes you might have to change a little bit about what you do in order to be the top. Not Air Force, I guess. But Air Force might have to consider that, Angel. Do we throw more? Do we add 10 more passes a game? Still keep to our traditional triple option and all that stuff. But do we consider passing the football a little bit more?
And Georgia Tech made the transition, and they've had some relative success.
If you're set in your ways, and you're 500, maybe a game or two above, that's how you're going to be forever. 150 the time. Let's wrap up the show. What did we learn coming up next?
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
I learned there is an interesting line between success and where you ultimately want to be. Successful season, you can argue, is the 6-7 win season. Sure. But when do you start demanding more from yourself, from your teams? That's where Wyoming is right now. I like Craig Bohl. I agree with Cody, though. You got to make some changes. But I do want to see Craig Bohl stay. But you got to agree to make those changes. And I'm saying it. Jay Norvell, if this 4 air raid thing doesn't take off next year, he's going to have to make some changes, too. It's arrogant and short-sighted to think otherwise. Angel, what'd you learn?
That college football is confusing.
Yes.
The playoff is not as set in stone as we'd like it to be. And the last year of the 4-team playoff may be the most chaotic ever.
This is going to be chaotic. Next year's going to be chaotic, too. It's going to be wild. I don't know what's going to happen.
Does Deion leave?
No. One more year. One more year with primetime.
Money talks.
one more, and then money talks. Because Michigan might be done with Harbaugh.
He's already talking.
What about Michigan?
Michigan or Texas?
Yeah.
Cold or
hot?
Big-time
job. Big-time job in Michigan. I mean, I'm just saying, will they fire Harbaugh? Will they make him fall on the sword? Angels out for a couple of days. Have a wonderful long weekend, my friend. We'll be back at it tomorrow and Monday with Angel. Good night, Northern Colorado.